Father, you are far more than we can imagine. Your greatness exceeds all visible horizons. We come to you this morning in the company of your beloved, our fellow neighbors and church family. Help us expand our radar towards others' needs. Give us new vision for giving of our time and our service to those others who cross our paths. Teach us how to faithfully follow you in this way. May your word today resonate in our hearts, words you have given our pastor to speak. Amen. Amen. Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. It's in the New Testament section in your pew Bibles on page 166. You must understand this, that in the last days, distressing times will come. For people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, brutes, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to the outward form of godliness but denying its power. Avoid them. For among them are those who make their way into households and captivate silly women, overwhelmed by their sins and swayed by all kinds of desires, who are always being instructed and can never arrive at a knowledge of the truth. As Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these people of corrupt mind and counterfeit faith also oppose the truth. But they will not make much progress because, as in the case of those two men, their folly will become plain to everyone. Now you have observed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions, and my suffering, the things that happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. What persecutions I endured! Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. The word of the Lord. And now the gospel reading. Luke chapter 9, 1 through 6, on page 52 in the Pew Bibles. Then Jesus called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. He said to them, "Take nothing for your journey, no staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, not even an extra tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. And wherever they do not welcome you, as you are leaving that town, shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them." So they departed and went through the villages, bringing the good news and curing diseases everywhere. Thanks be to God.